Good morning. You never know what happens when you put me in front of a microphone. But no, I know it's no longer called the Grace House Blessing, but you know, I'm Grace of the Grace House. I serve the Grace House. And even though it's no longer called that, it's just called the First Sunday Blessing, it's always in my heart. So I do appreciate people who are here that support the Grace House as well. Today marks 8 months since a moment of bad judgment that nearly took my life, but standing here, I'm reminded that God's grace is bigger than our mistakes. Thank you for accepting me as I am, my flaws, my scars, and all. Because just like our two Phillips, God doesn't call the perfect, he calls the willing, and even through our brokenness, he still says, go and tell the good news. Today we're talking about a tale of two Phillips. I want to talk to you about the New Testament, where we meet two men with the same name, both followers of Jesus, but they both had very different stories. And yet both remind us that God called us to serve in unique ways. Philip the Apostle. The first Philip we meet is Philip the Apostle. Jesus walks up to him and simply says, follow me. And Philip does, just like that. What's the first thing he does? He runs to find his friend Nathanael and say, we found him, the one Moses wrote about, Jesus of Nazareth. When Nathanael questions it, Philip doesn't argue, he just says, come and see. I love that. Philip didn't need all the answers, he just invited someone to meet Jesus for themselves. That's a lesson for us too. Sometimes the most powerful way to share our faith is to simply say, come and see what God has done in my life. The second Philip, Philip the Evangelist, is one of the seven chosen to serve in the early church. He preached in Samaria, helped people, he cast out demons. He was on fire for the Lord. But my favorite story is when an angel tells Philip to go out to a desert road. Now that doesn't sound too exciting. No crowd, no stage, just a dusty road in the middle of nowhere. But Philip goes anyway. And there he meets an Ethiopian official sitting in a chariot reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip walks up and said, do you understand what you're reading? The man says, how can I unless someone explains it to me? So Philip climbs right in. He shares the gospel, and before the conversation ends, the man asks to be baptized. Right there on the side of the road, they find water and Philip baptizes him. That's what happens when we're willing to follow the Spirit's nudges. Philip didn't wait for perfect conditions. He was just available. So the message here, what I love about our two Philips, is one said, come and see, and the other said, here I am, Lord, send me. Different approaches, same heart. One invited, one went, and God uses them both to bring people closer to Jesus. The truth is, we're not all called to preach on street corners and travel desert roads. Some of us are simply called to invite, to encourage, to share what God is doing for us. Others are called to go, to speak boldly, and to take action. But every one of us is called to be faithful where God has placed us. So our closing thoughts for today, maybe you're a come and see Philip. Maybe you're a go where I send you Philip. Either way, your obedience matters. Because when we say yes to Jesus, no matter how small or how big, he uses that yes to change lives. One Philip said, come and see. The other said, here I am. May we do both, pointing people to Jesus and following wherever he leads. Amen.